victory at Hickory Motor Speedway on Paragon Mills night at the races.
Robert, you waited a long time for this one. Congratulations. You are a winner at Daytona.
You know, I've said before, it don't matter if you land a motorcycle, go-karts, or stock car here at Daytona Speedway.
Hey, celebrate it, enjoy it.
Thank you.
How's it feel, champ?
It feels so good. It's really special to me and my family.
Hey, but look at that 21. That's R.J. Williams trying to get to the inside of Hollowfield. 37. Landon Huffman's car piloted by Travis Brown today. Travis from Rome, Georgia.
My pockets and brews. I'm definitely drinking a lot of alcoholic beverages at Pockets and Brews in Claremont. So if anybody wants to come join, the offer's there.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Huffman Racing Radio. I'm your host, Landon Huffman. Sitting at the table with me today is only Seth Brotherton because RJ is absent. How are we doing, Seth?
We're good.
RJ's excuse for missing today was he had to replace the prescription lenses in his work safety glasses.
Yeah.
That's what he said, right?
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah, I think that's bullshit lie.
Could he not just wear his regular glasses and put a pair of safety glasses over
top
them?
Of him? Or how long is this really going to take? If a dude gets off at 2:30, like honestly, how long will it take you to get...
I don't know. I don't think they'll...
Because we're recording this at 5:30. He could have definitely been here.
Well, if we would have recorded on time, who knows? But, I mean, I don't think they let him work out there without them, so there's got to be some kind of policy that says he can go get them repaired, right?
I think it was a total bullshit lie, honestly.
He just didn't want to be here with us.
I think he just didn't want to be here. But either way, those of you that listened to last week's episode, which was me driving the van up to Virginia, thank you. I don't know if it was very good or not. It was short.
I didn't listen to it.
Yeah, well, I didn't figure you would, Seth. No, it just seems like something you wouldn't do is just support the show, you know?
I hear you talk enough.
Yeah. It actually did pretty good on the download, so thank you guys for tuning in, even though it wasn't our typical weekly episode. But we're back this week, albeit without RJ. That's going to be okay, because we've got some stuff to talk about. Probably going to be a relatively short episode, but we do have some stuff to go over. You had a two-week hiatus from the show, Seth. How do you feel about that? Much needed time off?
Did I?
Yeah, you weren't here last week, so it's been 2 weeks since you've recorded. I mean, technically not two shows, but you weren't here last week, so it's been 2 weeks.
Yeah, I wasn't here last week. I mean, no, whatever. I'd have probably rather been here last week. The weather was ass.
Oh, you didn't shoot nothing, did you?
No, I didn't hardly see nothing. The weather was horrible. I mean, last Tuesday evening, it was like a damn hurricane out there. So
super rainy.
Warm, rainy, windy as hell. I went and sat in Kyle's tree stand. Because it had a roof on it, and it was swaying in the wind. Like, I felt like I had to shove my weight down into the platform to hold it on the ground. It was kind of sketch.
Yeah, that'd be one hell of a way to die, is falling out of a tree stand. No, you're lucky you wouldn't die. You'd just be paralyzed from the waist down.
Yeah, doing what I love.
Paralyzed from the waist down, and your wiener wouldn't work.
Oh, that'd be all right, I guess.
We do have some, I guess, it's not really news. You already know it, but we picked up a new car last week. A brand new R&S Racing Chassis late model stock car, and I've already named it. It's a white chassis. If you've been keeping up with me, you'll know I announced I was driving for Jimmy Mooring Racing in 2024. So this is Mr. Mooring's car, but we picked it up, and her name's Coco. So,
Coco.
Yeah, I'm already in love with her.
Why Coco?
Well, it just seemed like it fit.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and I'm in love. We just met, but you ever been in a situation like that?
No.
Never?
Never.
Not
been,
even
never
in,
been in love with a Coco.
Not even in Coco. Not even in like a nice establishment. We used to say we were going to start a strip club.
Oh, sheesh.
What did we say? We used to say that we were going to eventually open one, and we had a
Razzle Dazzles.
Razzle Dazzles, that's it. Yes. You never had an experience?
I mean, if we're falling in love with inanimate objects, I'm sure there was... I mean, there's probably something.
I love Lamp.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in love with her, so, you know, judge me for it. It is what it is. I love Coco, but we're excited. We got to put that thing together. We've got everything to assemble it. Picked it up from R&S, so all the bolt-ons and everything to go on. It's already powder-coated. All the bumper bars and everything to mount the body is already there and powder-coated, so it should be relatively easy assembly. And we'll get started on that very soon. We also...
When you should be assembling things, we've decided to disassemble our whole race shop, so...
Yeah, our race shop currently is in a mass state of...
It almost looks array. Like... Well, not like it did when you did this restoration video, but it's...
It's getting there.
It's out of organization right now.
We've had a... My grandpa... Well... Not we. My grandpa, it's his building. So he's been on a tear. Yeah, he's decided that he's getting out all the junk, which is great. All the junk's getting cleaned out. Our whole back parts room is cleaned out now. And all the junk tires, just a lot of the mess that was sitting out front, dirtying the place up, it's all getting cleaned out. They actually came in and poured a brand new setup play area in the paint booth. So we've redesigned the paint booth to be our... I guess, fab setup area. Still not sure exactly if we're going to use our scales there, but it is the only level spot in the shop. So it's a brand new concrete pad, paved, and I guess, do you pave concrete?
You do not pave concrete. You pour concrete.
You pour concrete. Well, it was, yes, that is true.
You pave pavement.
He poured it.
You pave asphalt.
And it looks good. It looks good. I'm just coming out with YouTube videos, so if you guys want to see all the shop improvements, I'm including everything in today's YouTube video if you're interested. So everything's going really good, but we kind of are at a slight standstill with the race cars until we get space, and that was one of the main reasons why Grandpa felt like, you know, took an initiative to start helping me do these things. And that was because we have a lot of race cars that are moved in there. We got the modified in there, a lot of different stuff that's going to happen in a very short period of time at Huffman Racing, so it's going to be exciting, but it's going to be a lot of work. Really what I wanted to discuss in this podcast was something that happened yesterday, and that is a brand new Cars Tour announcement, a brand new title sponsor for the Cars Tour in Z-Max, which is very cool. If you're not familiar with Z-Max, it is a line of lubricants and oil and things of that nature owned by the Smith family. Marcus Smith, which is Britton Smith's son, owns SMI if you don't follow anything that has to do with racing. Charlotte Motor Speedway and all that good stuff, but they are coming on board on a multi-year deal with the Cars Tour to be the title sponsor, which is actually very good news for the series. The 2024 schedule was announced yesterday. What are your first thoughts, Seth? Have you even looked at it?
Vaguely.
So, no.
I looked at it.
You looked at the picture, but didn't read it.
I looked at the dates so I can decide what I'm not going to.
Okay.
I wanted
which
to see
none
what,
of them.
Well,
You're going to all of them.
The dates toward the end of the year we'll discuss later on.
Kidding me? If we're in a championship race, you're just going to dip out?
I might.
To go not shoot a deer?
I might.
Now, that's bullshit. If you do that, that is not cool, man.
Why?
That's not cool.
Well, call me uncool. I don't know.
That's like friend code.
I'll be sure to be at the championship race.
Oh, of course you will. At championship race, yeah. Yeah, but you don't want to go through all the grueling.
It don't interfere too much. I think we'll be all right.
All right. You heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. Who's Your Daddy will be present at all Cars Tour events in 2024. Round of applause for that. Thank you, Seth. Really excited for that. No, two Wilkesboro dates in 2024, which is actually one of my favorite parts about the schedule. The finale is actually held at North Wilkesboro, and we also get to go back during All-Star Weekend, which is also pretty damn cool again. It was awesome this year. I ran like a bucket of hammered ass, but it was still a cool experience. A lot of cars, a lot of fans, great energy. Fresh pavement on Wilkesboro this year.
Don't be fast.
We're going to haul ass, especially in the Modified. We get to go there in the Modified, too. But I don't know how much brake you'll even use in a late model, to be honest. We'll be... hauling the mail around there. Late models will be very, very fast, which I'm excited for. I actually ran really well at all the gripped up tracks this year, which is completely back asswards from
uncharacteristic for Landon Huffman.
Yeah. That was interesting. But North Wilkesboro twice. Orange County was added to the schedule. We've never been there. I've been there, but I've never raced there.
I've been there, but we haven't.
Cool place, kind of worn out. You can move around, run the top, run the bottom. So I think that'll be fun. I kind of felt like Orange County should have been on the schedule to begin with anyways. I know the Cars Tours ran there before. Actually, the 30,000 to win race was held there once, I believe, several years back. But that's a cool racetrack. It's not too far for us. I think, 2.5 hours is the... About the same as South Boston.
Rougemont.
Yeah. I thought it was Rougemont.
Who knows?
It's not like Rogue. It's like Rouge.
However, I mean, it's Rougemont, not too, it's not maybe. Awfully far.
Maybe it's Rougemont.
It's down toward Durham, I think.
Yeah. 2.5 hours or so. About the distance from here to Wake, I believe. That's cool. Excited for that. We get to go back to Wake County, which I thoroughly enjoyed. Tri-County twice. They did not announce if the 30K was going to be at Tri-County, but we have soft confirmation that it will be.
Yeah, probably will be.
So I think they're dumb if they don't take the 30K back to Tri-County, as good as the race was. Not just because I won the race, but it was a damn good race. I mean, it was racing top to bottom, all the way through the field, multiple grooves, some strategy played into it. So I thoroughly enjoyed the Tri-County race both times we went. I finished third the second time, but I still passed a lot of cars, and the racing was still really good. So we get to go there twice. I think the first day is earlier in the year. And then we also go to Hickory twice, which will play in our favor pretty good. Caraway lost a date, which that doesn't really do anything for me. I mean, I'm okay with that. I ran good at Caraway the second time, but it's just not.
I've been there once.
Don't really enjoy the track.
With Rev.
It's not the most fun to drive. I don't know.
I didn't like it when I went that much.
Not a huge fan of 3 and 4. It's hard to pass. It did wear the tires, which actually kind of made it fun, but the straightaways are really long, and 1 and 2 is tight, and 3 and 4 is real sweeping. Just not a lot of fun to drive. I'm also not looking forward to going back to New River. And the difference this year is New River All-American Coastal Plain Speedway is
in March.
The freaking second race.
Yeah, it's going to be cold.
And I know why they did that. I'm 99.9% sure that they made that race early in the year because I have a feeling the first Wilkesboro race is still going to be determined by points. And that was the lowest car count of the year at New River because it's freaking 800 hours away.
Right.
And in order to try to beef the car count, they put it early in the year so that if you're wanting to go to Wilkesboro, you've got to go run there.
Right.
Which is smart, but still sucks. The beginning of the schedule is probably going to be a little rough for us.
What's the very first race? Maybe not rough,
but I've never been to Southern National, and that's the opener.
That's the opener, yeah.
I've never been there. Then we go to Hickory, then we go to New River, which I ran like a bucket of shit there, and it's way out there. That's a hoteler. So is Southern National. So we got two hotelers back to back. Then we go to Hickory, which will be good. And then we go to Orange County, which I've never been to. So like the first three of the first four are iffy for me. But hopefully we unload and we're fast and we don't have to worry about that. But of all the tracks that I was not necessarily looking forward to or have the least amount of experience on, it's very front loaded. Which means at the end of the year we should be badass. But
well, I sure hope so.
Yeah.
That's about the time I get tired of that shit.
Yep. The press conference yesterday for this announcement was actually really cool. It was very upscale. Like I felt like I was at an Xfinity or a
truck. Did you wear joggers?
No, I wore jeans. I wore jeans, and I wore a tan shirt, plain tan shirt. With this High Rock hat, this red, white, and blue hat.
That doesn't really match worth a damn.
Yeah, it did. It looked pretty good. Wore my chain, you know. And I wore some J's. I wore some Game Royal J's.
Mm.
Yeah, some Jordan 1s.
Don't know what you're talking about. I don't own any of those.
I got a little style, Seth, you know.
You probably look like a dweeb.
No, I look good. A lot of people tell me.
Yeah,
Actually, nobody told me that I look good, but I like to at least think that, you know. My wife did, probably. If I would have asked her, she would have told me.
She'd probably tell you that no matter what.
If I would have asked her, she would have been like, yeah, baby, you look good. But I didn't ask her, so I just, it is what it is. But I had a lot of fun. The four owners, Kevin Harvick, Justin Marks, Jeff Burton, and Dale Earnhardt Jr. were all there, and they responded to questions from the media. Made a lot of good points, talked about their first year as owners of the Cars Tour, what they felt like they did well at, things that they didn't do well at, things that they can improve on moving into the new year. And I thought it was really productive. I think that pretty much everybody media-wise in attendance was very happy with the turnout and kind of how it went down. And Flo actually streamed it live on their platform too. So pretty badass. I think it's a sign that the series is growing at a rapid pace. I'm very thankful that they kept the series grounded at the tracks that we feel like the cars need to go to. One of the issues, or one of the, I guess, red flags people were worried about was that we would eventually move this series away from the local tracks and start taking it to Richmond and Martinsville and Bristol and places like that. And I do kind of share that same worry. And the only reason I say that, while it would be very cool to race those places, I say that because that is basically the same fate that the Goodies Dash Series saw.
Right, yeah.
I mean, the Dash Series always ran Daytona, and they ran Charlotte a lot.
Kentucky. I remember that.
Everything in between Daytona and Charlotte was a short track.
Yeah.
And then, as it progressed in the early 2000s, a lot of those smaller tracks started fading off the schedule, and they went to Kentucky, Darlington,
Atlanta. Well, they ran the
Legends Oval at Atlanta. Yeah, Atlanta. But there was a couple other tracks they went to, I think, that were bigger. Nashville Super Speedway, because Dad won there. So they took it away from the small tracks from the roots, and then the series died, and NASCAR didn't have any use for it. So hopefully we don't go that route. I think that they're smart enough, and they understand the direction that the series needs to go in. And, you know, I have faith in them. I think that they truly want to see grassroots racing do well, and they're reinvesting in the local side of things and not necessarily trying to make it this big time, prime time deal. Although, what makes it big time and prime time is showcasing the good, badass, late model stock grassroots racing.
Yep.
So, I will say that I think they understand that. And this year in the Cars Tour, there was a number of badass finishes. I mean, Tri-County was a great race.
Yep.
New River had a side-by-side beating and banging finish. Dominion was a three-wide side-by-side finish. Butterbean kicked our ass the last two races, Tri-County. And like South Boston was a great race between Deke and Lane. I mean, there was a number of races. Connor Hall and Carson Quapel at Hickory early in the year when Connor just T-squared him in the left rear coming off of four, but they were at least side-by-side. So a number of races. And then on top of that, the Thanksgiving Classic was this weekend.
Oh, God. What a show.
And what a damn race. Me and Seth, we looked like 12-year-olds watching it on Flow on my laptop. Josh Berry, Caden Honeycutt, and Brendan Butterbean Queen put on a race that's probably the best Thanksgiving Classic race in history.
Probably.
I would say right up there with the race of the year. I mean, I was a part of the Martinsville race, and I thought that was a good race, even though I lost. and then some of the Carsville races were pretty good, but this race was 30 laps of straight beating and banging back and forth.
They just, one would carry the other off in the corner, run off in the corner, knock them up the racetrack, but neither one of them ever knocked each other up so bad that they drove away.
Right. It was, I'm not going to say respectful, because that type of racing, I don't think is very respectful, but it was well executed, I guess, is probably a better term.
Yeah.
I think they respect each other enough not to wreck each other, but they were still racing each other like dicks. Well, but it put on a good show.
I was convinced one of them was getting wrecked.
I thought so, too.
Because it's
especially
like
once
every,
Caden came to the party.
Every corner, they'd get a little more aggressive and a little more aggressive and a little more aggressive and hit each other a little bit harder. And like, I mean, Caden came from a long way back.
He's about four seconds, yeah. He ran them all the way
like,
down.
He got there and I didn't think he could get any better, and then they stuck it three wide, and I was like, holy shit, man.
And that track, I think, normally I would not advocate for just knocking somebody out of the way when you catch them, but I do think at that racetrack, it's very one groove, reminiscent of old school Bristol. You know, you can't really run the middle. If you get, and also you can kind of park it on the bottom, entry to middle, so it's very, very difficult to get under someone because of how the banking is and how the track's shaped. So really the only way to get by someone is to rough them up a little bit. And it was a hell of a show. I was thankful none of them wrecked and glad that that was broadcasted, you know, with everyone watching on a national stage on Flow, and the show was as good as it was. That's probably going to do it for the majority of this show. We are still going to review the review, even though, or review the reviews, even though R. Jizzle is not here. Which is usually our hype man, I guess, for this segment. But we are we have one new review. We have a couple new reviews on Apple Podcasts, and then we've had a number of 5-star reviews come in on Spotify. But I've got two reviews here. Both are 5-stars that I'm going to review or read to you. Good Lord, tongue twister. The first one comes from Andrew. He says, "What a great podcast. He's listening to every episode while at work. He's excited to see the 37. That was his dad's number for many years at Hickory and Tri-County, and has been his number just about everything he's done. So, Andrew, thank you for the five-star review, man. I'm excited to bring the old 37 out. It's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be pretty cool.
Yeah. Car's going to look cool, and we're going to have a lot of cool merchandise with it, too. And then the last review is from JS Motorsports, and it says, absolutely enjoy the podcast. RJ and his sidekicks, Landon and Seth, keep me laughing. Oh, is that the case?
I don't think RJ's the head.
RJ ain't here. He ain't shit in this household. So thank you for the review, JS, but you can suck it. I'm just kidding, man. Thank
with
you.
With love.
Yeah, with love. But we really do appreciate all of you for supporting this show all season. It's been a great 2023. I'm not exactly sure the plan for the off season with Hup and Racing Radio.
We
I'm sure
say that every week, and we just keep recording.
We do, but we actually have no races left now. Like, this is kind of the tail end. So I guess
people like hearing us talk. I mean, we could probably get on here and talk about our underwear color, and they'd listen to it.
Well, some would listen. Some might want to buy it.
We are 2 weeks away from the Christmas party. Mm-hmm. So we'll have plenty to talk about there, I'm sure.
Yeah, we'll have the Christmas party. Shallow Side's coming into town to play again, so that's going to be cool. We'll have some content. Maybe we get Gut. Maybe drag my dad on here. I don't know. We'll see. We'll figure it out, but either way, we really do appreciate all of you guys supporting the show. And if you're watching on YouTube, make sure you hit that like button and subscribe to the channel. Thank you for supporting the Hup and Racing channel over on YouTube. And if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or Google, whatever podcast platform you listen to, make sure you drop us a review. You can leave us 5-star on any platform. But if you're interested in watching, like I said, you can go over to the YouTube and watch our Ugly Mugs talk as well. So thank you guys so much again, and I guess that's going to do it. You got anything else to add, Seth?
I don't think so.
All right, that's going to do it. Thank you, guys, and we will talk to you in the next episode. We're out.